Welcome to the 5x5, and you just heard a motorcycle go past because we are on the drive. Like I said yesterday, we were going to do little short episodes while I was driving around town to work, chauffeuring someone like I'm always doing, or just riding about this small, dreary, dank town in southern Indiana. I'm your host, David, and thank you for listening. Now, these episodes will only be found on the website and on Facebook. So you can go to facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out. Or you can go to the5x5.blogspot.com and like our Twitter account, the5x5, the fives are numeric. I am on my way to work again. Sometimes all I do is work, and I'm running a tidbit late today. So I'm trying to time it out right. If the people at the store, I need to stop at the gas station, can act fast. But I prepared. Here I am with all this stuff on today because I prepared for it to be cold outside. And it's not. It's like, I don't know. Well, if you live in the South, this is probably really, really cold. But since I don't live in the South, it is warm to me. It's like 40 some odd degrees outside, you know, maybe even 45 degrees. And it's warm, y'all. It is warm out here. And so this kind of weather is how people get killed. And then you have the crazy storms. I'm like, seriously? So I'm bundled up like the last black Eskimo. And it's not even cold outside. So I'm like, what the hell is that about? So hopefully I will be able to shed one of these shirts that I have on. And I just got a late start this morning. I did not want to get out of bed because I didn't go to bed till like 5. Because for you guys, I was downloading trying to download something. I had to switch my blogger. For some reason, that's not taking my HTML script in this particular template. So I think I'm going to have to change. I think the reason because, well, I did it before. It just started happening. So I need to figure out what's going on. But yeah, I didn't get any sleep. Well, I got some sleep, but I slept longer than I wanted to sleep. Yeah, it's definitely cooler outside because people out here with their dogs, they walking around. That's one thing about this area, which is good because if you remember my co-host on Real Talk with Dan Nikki, she lives in the middle of Indiana and it gets a lot colder there and they get a lot more snow. For some reason, they say this area is in a valley, so some of the cold weather can't really get to us, even though we do get cold, really cold weather, and we get snow, but it's not often like some of the other places in Indiana, thank God, because anybody got time for that? I was spoiled when I lived in Atlanta because I had to deal with a whole bunch of snow and stuff. You just gonna come on out there, huh? Not paying attention. People, I mean, seriously. He just wanted to get out there on his, and even though I'm talking to you guys, but my phone is sitting on my seat. I'm not touching it. I'm just talking. I started before I start driving, or when I stopped. I started to drive, and I set it down, and I won't pick it up until I park when I get to work. I'm gonna put you guys on pause because I'm gonna run into the store real quick. Hopefully nothing's gonna get stolen out of the car. It's not like here, it's getting worse here, but it's not as bad as it was in Atlanta. Because in Atlanta, if you left your shit on the seat in your car, they will bust your windows because the crackheads did not play down there. It was just space and opportunity. One thing, guys, I'm going to run into this store and then I'll run back out and hopefully get to work. I got 7 minutes, so hopefully I can get this done. What they say, in two and two? I'll be right back. People, what's that little saying? Ignorance is bliss. And shit, well, we have to go with it. And sometimes people really need to keep their damn mouth shut. You know that saying, another saying, what you don't know won't hurt you. So the cashier here is really, really ignorant. A couple months ago, I was craving some chocolate, so I bought, they had like 79 cents candy bars. I think I told you guys this on another show. They had 79 cents candy bars, and I bought two of them. So when I get to the register, I didn't see it. When I get home and I look, this chicken charged me to $2 for $2. And so when I called back, I said, hey, you overcharged me or something. She's like, oh, well, you have two candy bars. We just automatically charge you $2 for $2. I'm like, that doesn't make sense, because if they're 79 cents, why would you charge me 21 cents more for the candy bars? She's like, well, this is how we do it. I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense to me. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. So, of course, she went back and checked, and they told her she was wrong. I'm like, well, I knew you was wrong. I just, you know, I thought you would come to the realization that you know you were talking about. Anyhow, she gave my money back like a month later. So today, because you know I bought that e-cigarette, and I got it on sale there. You know, I got the little free thing in the mail, and then I got it on sale, the cartridge, for $6 off. And so we had a discussion about what the coupon had said, because it said cartridges. So, she's like, no, I give you the right one. This, you only get the one cartridge, and which I should have known better, but I didn't want to argue, and I wanted to try it out. It was $6 off, and the coupon, you know, had an expiration date, and I didn't know the next time I was going to be in there to buy one. I think they're like the only place in town that sells them. Anyhow, And so today, she's like, hey, baby. And she's a cute woman. I can't call her a girl. She's a cute woman. If I was so inclined, we could date. But not really. So she tells me, she's like, oh, I found the right cartridges. I'm like, well, she's like, yeah, you get five of them for $9.49. I said, so you charged me the wrong thing? She's like, I'm sorry, baby. Sometime I mess up. Nah, bitch. Every time I ain't gonna call me. No. Every time you mess up. Every time I'm in there, you do something wrong. I need to go back and make sure she's been giving me the right gas. But although I do my gas, pay at the pump. That's the only thing I ask for you to do your job and be able to do it really, really good. Because I think I do my job good. Anyhow, that's enough of the drive because I am at work with 2 minutes to spare again. This is David. It's the 5x5 bonus, or the 5x5 late night bonus episode. I'm only found on Facebook.com and the 5x5.blogspot.com. Hope you guys are having a great Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Late night.